This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
President Biden announced $3.3 billion in funding for infrastructure projects in Wisconsin yesterday and said, quote, "We're filling in the cracks in the sidewalk." With what? Gold? That's right, folks. We're pouring liquid gold into the sidewalks. No joke. We're going to fix those potholes with a mixture of diamonds and cashews from the minibar.
I miss comedy. Don't you miss comedy? Comedy was great. Before the Democrat Party murdered comedy. It was much better then. the government spends a lot of money. Thanks for noticing. How about the trillions and trillions, the hundreds and hundreds of billions for school loans so that Harvard grads can have their loans paid off by plumbers and truck drivers? Maybe should have noticed that. Turns out Democrats aren't the brightest people in the world. That's what they used to call generous understatement. Well, happy Friday to you and welcomin. This morning I was driving in and news reports here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and news reports said that there was an ongoing plume of smoke rising from behind the Lincoln Memorial. One of our great memorials on the Mall in Washington, D.C. It's to Abraham Lincoln, a Republican president who was shot in the head and killed by a Democrat who loved slavery, as so many Democrats did and really still do with illegal aliens and stuff. But big plume of smoke, and it's bold, it's chugging up, and it's big. And I finally saw a video of it because I was in my car when I heard this. And I finally saw a video, and sure enough, boy, a huge plume of smoke. And the local authorities, we call them the authorities, what are the authorities in, Michael? The authorities say it was a vehicle fire on the George Washington Memorial Parkway. And let me tell you something, that was a hell of a vehicle fire. Must have been filled to the gunnels with bags of pot or something, because the cloud of smoke, the channel of smoke coming up from the ground, going up from certain angle behind the Washington, the Lincoln Memorial, and I saw the Washington Monument in the video too. And of course, your first thought is, well, is this a terrorist attack or the beginning of a series of terrorist attacks? Because now everybody, the whole country is kind of on edge, at least if you're paying attention and your head is not wedged into your own dark and remote location, then you're aware of the fact that we've had untold numbers of people on the terror watch list, some nabbed at our border, and what do we have, 1.8 million gotaways under Joe Biden. So terrorist attacks on Washington, D.C. would be completely unsurprising. Radical Islamic terrorist attack, maybe a Venezuelan crazy terror attack, Mexican cartel attacks. The Democrat Party and Joe Biden, they've waived every terror group in the world into the United States. We have more than 20,000 military-aged Chinese men that came across our border. That's an army division. What are they doing here? Oh, nothing. Don't pay any attention to them. So it turned out, according to the official reports now, it was merely a vehicle fire. Nothing to see here. Move it right along. Just another day driving in Washington, D.C., And the next time, maybe it won't be. And again, it will be completely unsurprising because the Democrat Party has invited all manner of mayhem into the United States. And none of us are in a place where we're off the hook. In fact, we got more crazy stuff on illegal aliens. Three illegal alien men from Guatemala arrested in Palm Beach County, Florida, for kidnapping and raping a woman overnight. And they're here illegally. They're Joe Biden's guests into our country. And they should probably be catapulted into the ocean with a gigantic catapult. First, we should maybe tie some weights to them. But the Democrat Party is causing all manner of mayhem because they're not on our side, and they're not on the side of civilization. They're not liberals. They're the left. Also, you see the mayhem in the New York City subway system yesterday. Man shot in the head. But it's kind of a weird story. Two men were in an altercation, and one man pulled out a gun, pulled out a presumably a handgun, and was threatening the other guy. The other guy quickly took the gun away from the guy that whipped out the gun, and the guy that took the gun away then shot the guy who originally had the gun in the head, because they got that going. You know, the other day, a woman was thrown in front of a subway train and had both her legs cut off. This is all normal stuff now. Just a couple few years ago, all of this would have been really huge news, all this kind of news. But now it's just, breakfast time story. And then by the time lunch rolls around, it's not a story anymore because it doesn't reflect well on the Democrat Party. And it's an election year. And our news media is that corrupt. It's quite an extraordinary time to be in America. But enough of that nattering nabobs of negativism for crying out loud. Beijing's military hacked U.S. nuclear firm. No problem. That's not a problem, is it? Before Hunter Biden aided Chinese bid to acquire it. I'm sorry, what's this? Hunter Biden, the Biden family working for a Chinese firm working for the Chinese and the Beijing military hacked the U.S. It's just nuclear stuff. Pay no attention. Before Hunter Biden aided the Chinese in their effort to acquire this nuclear firm in the United States, why would the Congress allow Chinese communists to buy our nuclear firms? Every day is an IQ test, everyone on Capitol Hill. Amazing stuff. Also, an update on the Gold Star father that was arrested at the State of the Union, whose son was killed because of Joe Biden's botched evacuation. His son was killed at the Abbey Gate in Afghanistan, in Kabul, at the Hamid Karzai Airport, where we shouldn't have been in the first place because we had a giant airbase there that was secure. But everything was done wrong, and no one has been held accountable because, you know, if you're screwing everything up for the Democrats, there is no accountability for you. You can lie under oath to Congress all day long. You can throw people in front of subway trains. They release you without bail. You're going to a mob of Venezuelan gangsters released from prisons in Venezuela can attack NYPD members and then you're just released. In fact, they arrested four people in New York on Long Island a couple of weeks ago because they were hiding a human head of a woman and severed limbs of a man covered in tattoos. And they were let go without bail. And that story just went away like nothing. Just like the story Alvin Bragg, the DA in New York City, his buddy, who spent a long time in prison, and now he's a justice advocate and a friend of Alvin Bragg's, and he was found to have a human head and limbs in the freezer in his apartment, and he was arrested last week, and that story was just gone like it didn't even happen because Democrats look out for each other, and that means the your buddy decapitates a man and chops him up, and they said using a meat cleaver and a butcher knife, puts the parts in the freezer, and you get arrested. You'd think that'd be a big story. Not so long ago, that would have been a big story. But these aren't big stories anymore. These are just everyday. I was talking about it yesterday or the day before yesterday. This is dog bites man in Joe Biden's America. This is not man bites dog. This is not an unusual story. This is just everyday stuff now. Dismembered bodies, decapitations, freezers, illegal aliens kidnapping and raping women in Palm Beach, Florida, Palm Beach County. And all of that is just perfectly normal. Now, the Gold Star father whose son was killed at the Abbey Gate, Stephen Nkui, he was arrested at the State of the Union because he yelled, about the Marine Corps and his son because Joe Biden has never said his son's name, and he was not saying the name of Lakin Riley, and then he tried to, and he screwed it up because he's very, very severely mentally impaired, Lincoln Riley. But the Gold Star father arrested Biden's State of the Union address says that the charges have not been dropped. They're apparently going forward with the charges against him. They're going to try to put him in prison because they're a lot more like communists than they are like Democrats. They're really not like Democrats at all, trying to keep their political opponent, Donald Trump, off the ballot, just like in, Russia, where Putin did that with his main political opponent. Then he was sent to a gulag north of the Arctic Circle where he died mysteriously, and that's okay. Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela has kicked his primary opponent off of the ballot there. And where was it? What B-poll country in Africa? Was it Senegal, where they kicked the main opponent off of the ballot there? We are becoming a third world country at a very rapid rate of speed because of Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the Democrats. Speaking of which, Kamala Harris, big headline. Kamala Harris becomes first VP to visit abortion clinic. Huh. I would have thought she was a little old for that, but what do I know? So, Michael, did she actually get an abortion there? Because she's not really showing her solidarity with the cause if she doesn't go there and get an abortion. But it's a big, they're very excited, the first sitting president or vice president ever to visit an abortion clinic. And the Democrats, oh, we just love, send me the organs when you get them, would you? Put them in a Lucite block or something. And she declared a health crisis in historic visit to abortion clinic in Minnesota. In Minnesota. Because, you know, George Floyd was from Minnesota. That's we could put those stories together and have a humdinger of a conversation there. Amazing stuff. Also, just before we went on the air, just before we came on the air, this is a big deal. And everything, the waters are muddied everywhere, but here we go, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution of Atlanta, Georgia. We've been waiting to see, waiting for the judge's ruling on whether Fannie Willis, who's boinking her way through the prosecution of Donald Trump with her boyfriend, who she's paying more than anybody else, and she lied. Apparently, she and her boyfriend lied under oath and lied in documents to the court, written documents to the court about a whole lot of things, but we have an update now. The judge rules that Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay if her boyfriend, Wade, steps aside. And then she can continue prosecuting Donald Trump. Because if you're a Democrat, as I was just talking about a couple minutes ago, you come up to Capitol Hill, you lie under oath all day long. That's not a problem because you're a Democrat. And you're not going to go to prison. You could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And the staff at CNN would applaud. Now, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, must either step aside or cut ties with her boyfriend. So wait a minute. You can keep prosecuting Donald Trump if you break up with your boyfriend? That's not a normal ruling, I don't think. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis must either step aside, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution types on behalf of their party, the Democrat Party, or cut ties with her special prosecutor before the election interference against Donald Trump can move forward, a judge ruled on Friday. So wait a minute. She must either step aside or cut ties with her special prosecutor, which is her boyfriend, boink, boink, that's not really a judicial ruling. I don't recognize that as a judicial ruling. That's like an angry father finding out that his daughter is dating the motorcycle boy from high school. Oh, you can't go on vacation to Spain and Morocco with your class trip unless you break up with your motorcycle riding boyfriend. In a much anticipated decision, Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee said Willis must choose one of the two options. What's legal about this? To cure an appearance of impropriety fueled by her romantic relationship with lead prosecutor Nathan Wade, who has billed more than $728,000 in legal fees to county taxpayers and helped pay for trips he took with the district attorney. Boink, boink. This is not really a legal ruling as far as I can tell. So the judge says, okay, Fannie Banani, you can keep prosecuting Trump, but no more Nathan Wade boyfriend with all the lies. How about the lying under oath thing, judge, stupid? How about the lying in documents? You know, hey, Hunter Biden lied in the federal document about being a junkie when he was getting a gun. Remember that his brother's widow, who he was boinking, threw it in a garbage can behind their high-end grocery store. Isn't that amazing? This judge now has to be disbarred. Hey, McAfee, you're a donkey show. You're not a judge. She can stay as long as her boyfriend goes. And that makes sense to this guy. I'm going to have to look up what law school he went to. It might be a city college law school. Might not be a three-year law school. That's pretty amazing stuff. Yes, sir. Fanny can stay. Keep your fanny right there. But your boyfriend must go. That makes sense. Because when Democrats lie under oath and when Democrats lie in federal forums, it's not a big deal because we have a two-tiered system of justice. The Democrats can commit crimes. They can shoot people in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue. Not a thing. Not a thing at all. We are at 888-630-9625. We got Joe Biden. We got all kinds of wackadoodle stuff today.
888-630-9625. Yes! Yes! Say it! He was my boyfriend!
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So I looked up Judge Scott McAfee, who came up with this ridiculous embarrassment of a ruling. Couple of unusual things here. I just went to his wiki page, which says that he was born in either 1988 or 1989. What, his parents aren't sure? Was his mother not there at the time? He was born either in 1988 or 1989. It's hard to tell. Maybe he was born in Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso, where they don't pay attention to calendars and years and things like that. He went to Emory University, grew up in Georgia, went to Emory University where he got his bachelor's degree, but he went to Emory University on a cello scholarship, on a scholarship playing the cello, which is not something everyone does. And the Emory University Symphony Orchestra on a cello scholarship. Is he an Eskimo? And then he went to the University of Georgia for his law degree, where I assume he continued to play the cello, but was not on scholarship. I'm going to hire somebody to see if we can find out what year he was born. Most people know what year they were born, I've found. That is a peculiar thing. And then it says his wiki page, he's either 34 or 35. Nobody knows for sure. That's a very peculiar thing, a very strange thing. Does he have parents? Was he left in a box in an intersection? Like in Albania? Been to Albania a couple of times. My first time to Albania, in downtown Tirana, Albania, in the 1990s. The people of Albania were in the habit of leaving babies in cardboard boxes at this intersection in Tirana, in front of a government building, and every day a government truck would come by and pick up the babies left in boxes. It's a custom.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Ah, yes. Fannie Willis can stay, but she's got to break up with her boyfriend. And then the one-woman lynch mob can continue pursuing the Democrat Party's agenda of abusing the law and abusing power to target the political enemies of the Democrat Party, because we're a third world country with a first world economy, but the Democrat Party is the third world, and they are here. And they're in charge of an awful lot, and they know in their crooked little minds that power is something to be abused in the liberal to English translation dictionary. Under power, definition number one is something to be abused. And they prove that quite constantly. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Rob calling from Montgomery County, Maryland, a sanctuary county. Rob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. That's an understatement.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, they've lost their minds.
I drive for, let's just say, a local transit service, if you get my drift.
All right, okay.
anyway, you know, this judge ruling, wasn't there some visits by this Wade guy back and forth to the White House? I mean, does this character, this judge, I'd like to call him something else.
Yeah.
Does this erase his responsibility? In other words, if they wanted to come after him or you know, indict him, you know, after the fact, or start to investigate this guy, I know he has a problem with his birth date, like you said. But
yeah, what is up with that?
Do they think that they're just they're erasing this with that? In other words, you know, well, you know, if he's out of the picture, then Fannie can still do her damage. I mean, where's the do they know what the word ethics means?
I don't think they do. I honestly don't believe that they do, or they have no regard. They just don't care. And that is the actual answer. This guy just proved himself to be Judge McAfee, another Democrat Party activist. And again, another blow to our justice system, because every time you turn around, there's another episode. The FBI, the Justice Department, the so-called Justice Department, our intelligence community is another thing altogether, but our justice system is really in the dock here, and it keeps getting black eye after black eye. Our entire justice system is being beaten. You know, we've like stuffed it into a duffel bag and hanging off the side of a ship, using it as a boat bumper. We're destroying, and really, it's important that we as Americans have confidence in our justice system, and Democrats keep demolishing, destroying, burning to the ground our justice system and any reason to have any faith or confidence in our justice system.
Well, like you mentioned about this Gold Star father.
Right.
And he's still, I just don't believe what's going on. I see this is like the Twilight Zone.
It honestly is. You know, there was someone in the gallery at a President Trump State of the Union address interrupted the president and disrupted the State of the Union, just like this Gold Star father did, and he faced no charges at all. He was just escorted out of the building. There were no charges, no arrest. He didn't find himself in jail like this Gold Star father. And certainly weeks later, there was no consideration of actually charging him with anything, because we're living in, like, you know, a third world. This is an unrecognizable justice system in the United States of America.
It surely is. Maybe they gave that person the disrupted. I remember when that happened. Maybe they gave him a gift certificate for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or something.
Honestly, they ran him for office. You know, you remember the woman on her bicycle in Virginia that flipped off Donald Trump's motorcade when the motorcade was going by? Yeah. And the Democrats literally found that woman and ran her for elected office in Virginia. I kid you not. And she won. She was elected to office. She had no qualifications other than flipping off President Trump's motorcade. I think the Democrats are the party of the first Civil War. The Democrats fired on Fort Sumter. The Democrats were the Confederate States of America. Jefferson Davis was an elected Democrat. The Democrat Party is the party of Jim Crow and the Klan and standing in schoolhouse doors. The Democrat Party is a cancer. I mean, honestly, it's just extraordinary.
Chris, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
One last thing. You mentioned the Civil War just now, and I mentioned something to Jasmine that, you know, that another phrase for that was the Great Rebellion. Mm. And I have a feeling that could be coming. if this keeps on going on.
The Great Rebellion. The wheels have come off of our culture of law and order, of civil order, of our, honestly, when our justice system is in shambles as it is, and public faith and confidence justifiably on the rocks when it comes to our justice system, we're in a very bad place as a country. And dare I say, we're in a very dangerous place as a country. And honestly, thank you, Rob. Thanks very much. And, you know, the intelligence community tampering in our last presidential election with the felonious 51. And again, no consequences for anyone. We live in a very corrupt country. The United States of America is a very corrupt country. Our government is an almost shockingly corrupt government. Our Justice Department is corrupt. The Democrats assume that the Supreme Court will be corrupt for them. And that's why, you know, they had Chuck Schumer out there screaming, "You will reap the whirlwind, Kavanaugh," and threatening Supreme Court justices. And then an armed would-be assassin showed up outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who planned to murder three Supreme Court justices, conservatives all, over leaking the Roe versus Wade. They love exterminating 40% of the black population and harvesting the organs of the children.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
And you will pay the price. And then what happened to that story went away, too. It's amazing what stories go away. George Floyd is, every American knows the name George Floyd, a junkie, drug addict, career criminal who died of heart failure while resisting arrest. And he's a hero of the Democratic Party, right? Honestly. And Breonna Taylor, her boyfriend shot a police officer when they came through the door to serve a search warrant. And the police fired back, and Breonna Taylor was killed in the crossfire. And it's tragic. Her ex-boyfriend, famous drug dealer down there, and she was paying a lot of visits to him, and they got a search warrant. And her boyfriend shoots a police officer, and the Washington Post yesterday called it a warning shot. The Washington Post yesterday literally called Breonna Taylor's boyfriend shooting a police officer coming through the door serving a legal search warrant, and they said it was a warning shot. The news media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. Boy, I tell you, just let me tell you, completely crazy. You bet. And yes, the Gold Star father is still facing charges. Haven't dropped those, not been dropped, because you can't interrupt the Fuhrer. You can't interrupt the dictator on the left. Trump, you can interrupt. That's fine. He's president. You can do it. You can burn the Church of the Presidents, which the Democrats did. Injure 180 police officers, which the Democrats did in front of the White House. 3 days of riots forced the evacuation of the President of the United States. And the news media laughs on camera out loud and says it was mostly peaceful because they're lying sacks of Judea. That's the plural of Sacagawea. Well, singular is Lion Sacagawea, and the plural is Lion Sacagawea, as everyone knows. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, we're also my friend Steve texting me, that big fire, the car fire on the George Washington Parkway. The plume of smoke, the tunnel of smoke was gigantic, and my friend Steve, you know, probably an EV, probably an electric vehicle, this giant fire. Most cars don't burn like that. Oh, it could have been a pickup truck loaded with bales of pot coming into D.C. to make everything better. Pretty amazing stuff. Yes, sir. All right, let me. We've got a lot of other news to get to as well. But it is a crazy time in the United States of America. The Confederate States of America may be on the rise again. You know, the Democrats always said the South will rise again. They want to bring their boy Jefferson Davis back. Do they want to bring their boy Jefferson Davis back? Pretty amazing. Yes, sir. All right. Kamala Harris. This is a story in Mediaite, and they're all very excited. Very excited. Kamala Harris makes first of its kind visit to an abortion clinic. Was she there? Did she get preggers? Because that could be unexpected. And then she slams, quote, extremists, end quote, working to roll back access. She is an idiot. Let's just start with that. I put together a actually someone else put together a pretty good collection, and I grabbed it and I collected some other elements too. But going through the other day, where Republican presidential candidates and where Republican leaders stand on abortion that Democrats love so much, you know, if you were going to club a baby harp seal over the head, they'd lay down in front of a train and glue themselves to a polar bear to stop it. But you want to kill another million black babies, and they give out awards for it. You know, they apparently stopped giving out the Margaret Sanger Award. The Democrats and Planned Parenthood for many years gave out the Margaret Sanger Award. Hillary Clinton got a Margaret Sanger Award. Hanoi Jane Fonda, communist, anti-American, got a Margaret Sanger Award. Margaret Sanger, a dedicated eugenicist and racist and hero of the Democrat Party. Pretty amazing stuff. But the Planned Parenthood people, they're the heroes of the left. Now, the extremists working to roll back access. What's on the table now for discussion is a 15-week limit, which is not a ban. And even some of the dumb Republicans call it a ban because they've adopted the Democrat Party's lexicon on this. But a 15-week limit. That is a week more than France has. And France was 12 weeks until the Roe v. Wade decision leaked out of the Supreme Court. And then France said, oh, this is outrageous. And they moved the 12 weeks to 14 weeks. Now, Republicans in the United States are mostly talking about a 15-week limit, which is a week more than France. And the Democrats will burn down cities if this comes to pass because of mental dwarves like Kamala Harris. So they're very excited that she's the first sitting vice president to visit an abortion clinic, or no president has visited an abortion clinic. But they, you know, then they'll come out and tell you that abortion right up to the moment of birth. Vice President Kamala Harris became the first sitting vice president to visit an abortion provider on Thursday, where she called out lawmakers for seeking to roll back women's health care access. It's women's health care. That's the euphemism.
Right now in our country, we are facing a very serious health crisis.
Health crisis.
And the crisis is affecting many, many people in our country.
Many, many
most
people.
Most of whom are, frankly, silently suffering.
They're silently suffering. Somebody wrote this for her. She's reading from cards and things. It's a health crisis for the little babies being aborted. I'll tell you that much. Kamala Harris at the exciting, it's such a great moment for CNN and the New York Times.
In states around our country, extremists have proposed and passed
extremists
laws that have denied women access to reproductive health care.
It's reproductive health care. For whom exactly? You know, a botched abortion is a medical procedure in which everyone survives. I got to tell you, I know it's a political issue for them, and it's but because they're a grotesque, ghoulish gang of lefties, and they're not really liberals at all. But a 15-week, and here's the headline, 15-week abortion bans are at the center of Republican debate. Experts say that cutoff is arbitrary. Oh, okay. How about right up to the moment of birth? Is that arbitrary? They say it's arbitrary. Well, how about in France, where it's 14 weeks? Is that arbitrary? Because, you know, how about we go with the heartbeat law? That's not arbitrary. Let's agree that's not arbitrary. That's scientific. You got a heartbeat. How about the fingernails? How about can survive outside the womb without the mother? How about that? Is that arbitrary? Pretty amazing stuff, but very excited she went to an abortion clinic, the news media and USA Today. CNN, all very, very excited that she went to an abortion clinic. And it's about dividing the country. It's about polarizing and balkanizing the country. That's why she went. That's why they seize on it as an issue. You know, Roe v. Wade was founded on bad law. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that. I learned that in college decades ago, that the Roe v. Wade ruling was a legally unsound ruling and would eventually be overturned. And so it was. And Joe Biden said, I just need it, like a week ago, I just need a Congress that will give us. Well, you had the House and the Senate for your first 2 years as president. You could have passed something then, but they didn't pass it because they'd rather burn places down and attack police cars and accuse people of being terrible people rather than doing their stinking, filthy, corrupt jobs, the Democrats. You had the House, you had the Senate, you had the White House. Why not just pass something? That's what you've been promising. And by the way, they could have done that at any time since 1973 when Roe v. Wade occurred, but they haven't. Why haven't they? They just love the organ harvest, I think, as the thing. Oh, we got Joe Biden coming up. He's not taking any questions, and he's got girls that come out and yell at reporters, and the reporters slink away like the cowards that they are. That's coming up.
If you've never met a Planned Parenthood baby, I'm happy to let you know that I am one.
All right, let's visit the telephones. Let's talk to the nice people, to real Americans. Let's go to Teresa, calling from Olney, Maryland. Teresa, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to respond to Kamala. The whole abortion issue drives me absolutely insane. And I want the Trump campaign to, like, today start going to pregnancy centers across the country in response to this. I've been to pregnancy centers before. I've donated to them. They do amazing work. And this needs to happen. Like, he needs to go, whoever the VP that he picks needs to go. They need to walk around the pregnancy centers, show them what they do, because you can't do that in abortion clinics. And that's why Kamala didn't do that yesterday. She didn't go around, oh, let me see what you do here.
But I was wondering if she got a souvenir. So, you know, like, I don't know what, you know, what would the abortion clinic equivalent of a rabbit's foot be? You know, something like a keychain from the abortion clinic, if they give out souvenirs. I think you make an excellent political point, though, Teresa. And Republicans are not very good at this as a rule.
No, they're not. They're not. And, you know, I'm not even confident that they'll do something like this, but they have to be. They have to stick it in the face of the Democrats just as badly as they do with us. I mean, this is huge. This is saving lives. I've donated to there's a pregnancy center in Falls Church. You can support them. They're called Hope Nova. They're amazing. They do great work there. And, you know, they do everything from, you know, receiving diapers and whatever. And you can give to them all the time.
Like, well, they're on the side of life, and the Democrats are on the side of death. And they're on the side of Hamas, and they're on the side of Haitian cannibals. And really, they're on the side of Putin. They're on the wrong side of everything.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.